In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We will not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you be not sorrowful, even as others who have no hope. Wrote St. Paul to the Thessalonians. This is a pious month. We honor the departed of our families and parishes. We Christians attempt to perform this duty with hope and efficiency. The virtue of hope gives us the certitude that we will obtain divine grace and salvation if we are faithful to our Lord, to His commandments, and if we use the means He gave us. Because of hope, we know that our dear deceased are in the last and definitive stage of their existence. Their deeds and thoughts count for their everlasting life. They are no longer here on earth, but they are closer to their true existence. The graves we have visited contain their remains. Their bodies are waiting the judgment day to be reunited to their souls. Through faith and from the teaching of the Church, we know what the options for the departed souls are, even for the holy soul. Hell for the souls who rejected God because they preferred this world. Since we do not read into the hearts, we, with reason, assume that our departed are in purgatory, where the holy souls suffer and are purified before they enter heaven and enjoy the beatific vision. In that place, the holy souls live with faith, hope, and charity, although they cannot merit. It is up to us, members of the Church militant, to gain merit for them through our prayers and sacrifices. Through hope, we know how all these good works are not in vain. Hope is not daydreaming. Hope is efficient to reach divine grace and heaven. The holy souls are in purgatory for a certain time and are released sooner because of the merits of the Church militant. This is the way we make friends in heaven, because the souls freed from purgatory know who took part in their release. Listening to St. Paul, we remember the teaching of the Church and stand with hope for the departed, but also for ourselves. Let the crowd laugh as they did in the presence of our Lord. The poor souls cannot do anything but suffer, and it is to us to merit for them. They are like the little girl in today's Gospel. Let us dismiss the crowd as did the Lord. It means, let us enter the silence of the prayer for our dear deceased. When the holy souls enter the true life in heaven, they will surely intercede for us in return. So works the communion of the saints. Their end is ruin. Their God is the belly. Their glory is in their shame. They mind the things of earth. The second grace of this month of November is that reminds us we are not created for this earth. For a Christian to meditate about our end must be a motive of courage. If we don't take the means God gave us to fight the spiritual fight, how would we manage the last test? With confidence, our souls and our hearts look at the most sacred heart of Jesus, to imitate His virtue, and to recommend our deceased to His infinite mercy. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.